Blog Talk Radio.
Holding on for dear life sometimes. It's all good.
I hear you. Sometimes it be like that.
Yes. Sometimes it can. But that's okay. You know, it's like our Lord says, this too shall pass.
Amen.
And I always...
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I always, when I feel like this, I always go through the books of Job. It helps.
Yeah. And Job then, is a very powerful book. Okay, because Job went through many struggles.
Yes, he did. And then I'll go to the Lord's Prayer. And then if that doesn't work and I still feel ick, I go to Psalms 23. And I keep saying it.
Lay on green pastures. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the best part I like in there is he prepares a table before mine enemies. And my cup runneth over, filled with joy, gladness, peace, tranquility, and happiness. Because we may not win every battle, but I guarantee we're going to win the war.
Amen. Amen. Well, we've got a caller here. I think it's supposed to be Tony on 856. Let's bring Uncle Tony on if it's truly him. I guess he's got his hand up. Okay, and see what he has to say. Oh, 856, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. This is Pastor Ken. That's Pastor Ken. This is Tony Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is real Tony. Okay, danger smooth. If you want to call me that, you can call me that. That's fine. I want to talk to Pastor Kent. Pastor Kent, you call my show a lot. You say nasty things, all kinds of nasty stuff
really?
On my show. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you always use the word anus and penis. Like, I don't understand why. Maybe you could explain it to me.
I'll tell you what. You just keep living in your world of pink and polka dotted elephants.
Oh.
Because it's not me calling your show.
Well, someone's been calling my show for 3 years and
I don't care. I don't care. It's not me. I'm telling you, it's not me. You can believe me or not. I really don't care. But it's not me.
Do you even know who this is? Do you even know who I am?
I don't care. You're...
Oh, you're supposed to be a pastor.
You're supposed to be a pastor.
What do you mean you don't care?
But I'm a pastor that I don't take anything. Okay? I'm not supposed to lie down and let everybody beat on me. I have to defend myself. And I'm telling you, it's not me. And you can believe me, or you don't have to believe me. That's your choice.
It's a fake Pastor Kent, okay? And the reason how I know that is because, again, the fake Pastor Kent always goes with a long hello. And that's not Pastor Kent.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, that's him. That's Pastor Kent. Yeah.
No.
That's him.
It's not.
It's him.
Well, like I said, you can believe whatever you want. Okay, I cannot make you believe anything. But I'm telling you, it's not me. So you can take that whatever way you want. But don't care. You know, I'm tired. And our Messiah says that we don't have to put up with lies, cheat, and deceit. in our life. And that's exactly what's being put to me right this second. And I'm not going to fall for it. As I said, you can live in your world of pink and purple polka-dotted elephants all you want. But it doesn't work. Because I'm telling you, it's not me. And I will tell you this much for sure. Okay? When I welcome somebody, I never, ever, unless they are a friend, say hello like that, because it's ignorant, it's rude, and it's not professional.
Amen.
So what you're saying is you don't ever say hello to anybody?
Just cut them off, Ken.
Yep, okay. You're done, Uncle Tony. I don't think that was the real Uncle Tony anyway. Okay?
Think it was the real Tony. I don't think it was the real Tony. I really and truly don't. I've had Tony call me before. That's not him. He doesn't sound like somebody talking on, you know, when you take a balloon.
Helium.
Yes. Okay, that's not how he talks. Okay, he talks very gruff. He talks very rough. And he's very rude. That's not him. That's somebody causing problems. And you had to know this was going to happen when you brought me back because of all the harassment I've had over the past 18 years.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I brought you back, so you can clear your name, okay? Trying to start problems, okay, between us, and I see that.
Ken, do you remember what I said last night when I come on air?
Yeah.
I said, I know it wasn't you causing the problems.
Yeah, I know your voice.
I've seen you face to face. We've FaceTimed and video chatted many times. I know what you look like. I know what you sound like. And sorry, but, you know, these people who have caused problems for me over the years, they have issues. And I pray for them because I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tolerate it because even Christ
We don't have to. We don't have to. Okay?
Even Christ.
I mean, we were like brothers, and I want to rekindle that, okay? And
it's
bring
already
us back together.
We're already back together, or I wouldn't be here. Anyway, when Christ got upset with the people gambling in the churches and the synagogues and the temples, did he just politely ask them to leave, or did he kick them out?
He kicked them out.
Exactly. And he let them know in no uncertain terms that the temple and the church and the church building and the tabernacle or the church or the building or the synagogue, whatever you're in, is not meant to do bad business.
That's for sure.
And over the next probably 2 or 3 months, we're probably going to get a few of those people. I'll be nice because this is a Christian show. Some of those people are going to cause problems. Like the one last night that was making loud, obnoxious noises. Okay, that's another one. That's probably another one. You know, that has been stalking me, for lack of a better way to say it. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And I know you're like I am, Ken. When you left kindergarten, you left childish things alone. when you went to high school and then to seminary and then to college, you left that childish stuff where it belongs.
Yeah.
Some people just never grow up, you know. But out of Christian and out of being the person I am, Father, that person who called, that lied about me, I forgive them. And I bring them to you in prayer. Bring them back to the cross. Or bring them to the cross in the first place. We offer this person, you know who it is, and your name. We agree. Amen.
Amen. All right, Pastor Kent.
That's basically all you can do for them.
Yeah, that's true. So true. You just pray for them. Yeah.
Yep. So what's your message tonight, Pastor Ken? I'm interested to hear you preach.
All righty. The message I've got for us tonight is forgive the person and not their actions.
Okay,
let's get into it. Offering forgiveness to others is one of the most difficult and the most important aspects of the Christian life. The Bible clearly commands us to forgive others. God longs us to fashion us into the likeness that we might model the love we've been shown to a world with no concept of mercy. He longs for us to offer grace and forgiveness to the undeserving, as we have been offered grace and forgiveness when we were undeserving. So may you be filled with courage and boldness to offer forgiveness to those in desperate need of grace. And may God's love shine through as you enter your calling as a minister of reconciliation. One of the most important distinctions to make when learning about the practice of forgiveness is to forgive the person and not their actions. You see, playing the sequence of someone's wrongful action repeatedly is in the mind is a terrible hindrance to obeying God's command to forgive. So when we continually reflect on how wrong an action was, our thoughts act as a blockade between our hearts and God's heavenly compassion. John chapter 13, verse 34 tells us, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You are also to love one another. You see, God forgives us because he loves us, not because our actions are ever worthy of forgiveness. He forgives us because he values restoring relationship with us over our sins. He forgives us because he is filled with love for us, not because our acts of confession demand forgiveness from him. And he says, just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another. So when Peter denied Jesus three times, he offered him relationship and another opportunity to serve him. When Thomas was filled with doubt, Jesus offered him a nail-pierced hand. And when he sinned against God, he offers us forgiveness that we might receive the full depths of his love again. You see, in Luke chapter 6, verse 37, says, judge not and you will not be judged. Condemn not and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. So our job is not to judge or condemn the actions of another. The only worthy of passing judgment is already seated on his throne. God alone is perfect and able to offer sound judgment. He alone carries the burden of being King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and he continually chooses to show mercy and compassion on the undeserving. He continually offers forgiveness to the unworthy and sinful. He continually runs out to meet us in our sin like the father of the prodigal son. So showing compassion for the wrongful actions of another, it's not easy. Excuse me. But it is necessary. We are to live a lifestyle of continual forgiveness the way God commands. We must look to the heart of the person and receive God's compassion rather than taking up the seat of judgment. If we are to love one another as God loved us, we must value a relationship over worldly justice and give grace where none is deserved. May we obtain access to the heart of our Heavenly Father today as we seek to love as He loves. So may we be filled with compassion for others and after reflection on the overwhelming grace we've been shown. And may we be filled with courage and strength to reach past a wrongful action and forgive the person from our hearts. So meditate on God's command to judge not. Allow Scripture to renew your mind to the important command to forgive others. What action has been deemed unforgivable in your mind? Where are you struggling to forgive a person because of the way they wronged you? Ask God to give you the ability to look past a wrongful action to the heart of the person so that you might have compassion and offer forgiveness. Spend time in His presence, removing yourself from the seat of judgment so that you can offer grace and forgiveness. Psalms chapter 103, verses 10 to 14, He does not quit, not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is the steadfast love towards those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does He remove our transgressions from us. As the Father shows compassion to His children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear Him. For He knows our frame. He remembers that we were dust. So when we offer forgiveness where none is deserved, we are placing our hope for justice and reconciliation in God rather than ourselves. When we offer mercy, we look to heaven for all the things to be set right and renewed rather than looking to this fallen and fully filled world. There is no perfection in this world. There is nothing we can do to completely rid this world of its inherent depravity. So we must look to our Heavenly Father to work and heal as He wills and follow in His footsteps. We must carry an atmosphere of grace so that heaven can meet earth through our lives and draw people into the fold of God. So may we have mercy and strength and perspective to place our hope in heaven and offer mercy, compassion, and forgiveness to the wrongful, destitute, and the proud. I highly suggest that you read John chapter 13. It'll bring this devotional into life. Pastor Kent, do you want to do an altar call?
Sure. If you feel led to walk to the cross, perhaps you are uncertain about your salvation and where you will spend eternity. But our Lord, El Shaddai, to help us in His word, to anyone who seeks to know the truth by saying, "Here am I." You'll find this in Acts 2, verse 38. It's a very simple prayer. You really don't even have to bow your head. You just have to be dedicated to what you're saying. Now, for the belief of all of our believers, I will say the proper names, and I will also say the English names. Abba, Father, I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sins I have committed. I know my sins has put distance between us. I know the distance between us can be healed. As I believe Yeshua, Christ died on the executioner's stake for my sins and rose on the third day from the dead.
I now receive you, personal Messiah and Savior, and accept your gift of forgiveness. And in return, I forgive others. And now I receive the everlasting gift in the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Abba Father, in Adonai's name, Jesus Christ. I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you said
well,
that,
if you're out there and you said this prayer,
yes,
we really want you to call in to 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, we will bring you on live so that you can tell us you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Because we have a goal this year. We want to save 20,000 people. Okay? Okay, so I know we can do it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You out there, you got to accept the Lord Jesus Christ and be your personal Lord and Savior. If you don't, your soul is damned to hell. So, mm-hmm. Don't damn yourself. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he will be mm-hmm. there to help in all your struggles and sorrows. Amen.
Now, on the message, I myself know how hard forgiveness is. And I've made a list of the steps. The step one is first we must move toward the next act. Second, we have to reconnect with the Spirit. Now, if you're a Christian and you are lost, there is a prayer that you can say that will rededicate your life to Christ, and he will come back. Don't go to sleep angry. Switch the focus from blame on others to understanding yourself whenever you're upset over the situation. Avoid telling people what to do. Learn to go and be like water. If you look at water, it doesn't matter what shape that sphere is, that square is, that triangle is. The water forms to the container. Remember that. Now, is it easy to forgive? No. And because Pastor Ken spoke on forgiveness, I myself, as a child, was sexually assaulted by a man. It took me a long, long, long time to forgive that man. And at first, I couldn't forgive him. I couldn't. I hated him. I despised him. I wanted to see him punished. But see, that's vengeance. That's revenge. That's hurtful. That's hateful. I had to learn. So I simply prayed, Father, show me how to forgive. I didn't know how to forgive this man. I had no clue. But over the years, it's happened. By God's grace, it's happened. If I was in heaven and that man was there, I would welcome him as a brother in Christ. It's not easy, and it takes time. Sometimes forgiveness is easy. The one thing I just want to add, and I'll shut up. When we forgive, we have to use Christ's example.
when he died on the cross for us and gave his blood to save our wretched souls, when we come to him and accept him as our personal Savior, friend, Messiah, and Shepherd, he washes that away. He doesn't remember it anymore. He doesn't throw it in our face. He doesn't say, I remember when you... He doesn't do that. You start with a clean slate. What do you say, Brother Ken?
Yes, I agree with you. Forgiveness sometimes can be a rough thing, okay? You can struggle with forgiveness. It takes a real Christian, okay, to forgive, okay, and you know there's a lot of Christians that struggle with forgiveness. I'm not saying that all Christians are perfect, okay, because we're not perfect, okay. We are human, and sometimes have problems, okay? Okay, that's life. And what we got to do is we got to look towards God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And let God direct us to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
We got a caller here, Pastor Kent, from 856. I believe his name is Leroy. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Let me bring him on and see if we got Leroy. Or Pastor Leroy. Hello, 856.
Hey, are you there? Hello?
Yeah.
This is Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, man.
What's up, Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx?
In the Bronx, man. I just wanted to call and let you know I'm listening to your show, you and Pastor Kent. And I would like to add maybe some of my own prayers, man, to the show. You know,
Pastor Leroy, in my neighborhood,
which is generally an African-American neighborhood, generally, I'm a Baptist. Go to Baptist church every Sunday. I want to add a little bit of this to this show. How you doing, Pastor Kent?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Let me say a prayer. Can I do that?
Sure, absolutely.
Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed, man. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise, man. And the people, they all try to touch him because power was coming from him and healing them all, man. Healing them all. But I will restore you to health. I will heal your wounds. Loving Father, man, touch me now with your healing hand. For I believe that your will for me to be well in mind, body and soul and spirit, man, cover me.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Well, Pastor Leroy has dropped. It's just us, Pastor Kent.
You know, I think you can attest to this, Pastor Ken. Over the years, people who have unforgiveness in their heart, they usually
I don't know if you can hear it or not, but there are sex noises in the background.
There is?
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
Sex noises in the background?
I don't hear them either, Pastor Ken. But as I was saying,
when Pastor
Leroy
was on, they were in the background.
Oh, when Pastor Leroy was on, it was in the background?
Yeah.
Sometimes one of the reasons why, you can attest to this, Pastor Ken, or interject on this. I found in my ministry that most of the time when people can't forgive, it's because they live in the past. They're not in the present. What do you say, Ken?
Yeah, I would say that to be true as well. I mean, because you know, like when you live in the past, okay, you're basically, you know, reliving a situation over and over. Okay, you're not allowing yourself to go forward. Okay, so, you know, because of the past. Okay, so I say leave the past in the past. You can't change it, okay? So why dwell on it, you know? You can change your future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do whatever you want to do in life, okay, to make your future brighter and better, okay? And the best way you can do that is by knowing the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Pastor Ken?
Well, I agree with what you're saying, but if you don't mind, I'd like to add to that in order to let the past go, you need to deal with the situation. Whatever that situation is, sometimes it can be dealt with person to person. Sometimes it has to be dealt with spiritually. Other times it has to be dealt with somebody else, an outsider, like a mediator. You have to gauge your situation, and by knowing our clients, our brothers and sisters, we're going to understand what that situation is. But when I took my course, I learned about soul care. Are you familiar with that term, Pastor Ken?
What's that now?
I learned about soul care.
Soul care. No,
yeah.
Go ahead, elaborate on that.
Well, what soul care does is any given situation that you have, it has an underlying issue, whatever that issue may be. And in order to get and solve that problem or that issue or that forgiveness or that hatred or that bitterness or that resentment, you need to find out why. And that's why I say soul care. You have to get to the heart of the matter, the meat and potatoes, if you will, of what that issue is. Then from there, you can move forward to be able to deal with the situation. And as I said, sometimes it's a one-on-one, sometimes it's with a mediator, sometimes it's with somebody who's outside, sometimes it's with a clergy. I mean, you hear of married couples all the time going to counseling for marriage counseling because they can't solve it in-house. They have to go out-house to understand it. They have to go outside. Because as a person, when I'm sitting in a situation, all I tend to do is look at the situation and focus on that problem. And I had to train myself to not look at the situation, but look at the solution. How am I going to deal with this? Do I need counseling? Do I need therapy? Do I need to go outside? Do I need to talk to somebody else? Every situation is different. There's not one going to be the same. Some of them are going to be similar, but they're never going to be the same. You understand what I'm saying, Pastor Ken?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure in your ministry you've come across that yourself.
Yeah, yes, I have. Okay, over the years. Yeah. I've got to say that. You know, I like that term soul care. Okay.
Well, that's what I learned through the teachings that I was taught, and it's a really in-depth thing, but the short answer to that is you have to get to what the problem is. You have to get to what the issue is. Whether you're being abusive, whether you're being manipulative or angry or resentful, or you're acting out using drugs or alcohol, it's what the problem is the outward manifestation of the inside of the person. And sometimes you need somebody else to help you. And yes, God can heal anything. I'm not disputing that. But when a Christian first comes to Christ, they're not going to forgive an abuser or an abusive father or a molester or a rapist or somebody who harmed them. They're not going to do that right away because they don't know how. So this is where soul care comes in, is over a period of time, you get to what the issue is.
Yes, yes. Well, we got another call there, Pastor Kent. I believe it's Cobra Jeff, okay, that he was on yesterday. Okay, let's bring him on and see what he has to say. Oh, he hung up. Call back in, Cobra Jeff. Okay, I don't know what happened. If it's Blog Talk that dropped you or what?
Well, we know from past experience that Blog Talk can be atrocious for that kind of stuff.
Well, I've had people get dropped again. They think I hung up on them. Again, I didn't hang up on you. I let you talk.
Yeah. How about this for a suggestion? While we're waiting, how about playing a song or two?
Playing what?
Playing a song or two.
Yeah, we can do that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's play a song or two here. Let's go with an old classic, Amazing Grace. Amen?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
An oldie and a goodie.
Yes, yes,
you know the,
yes.
Do you remember the backstory on that, Pastor Ken?
The what?
The backstory on that song, how it came to be?
No, I really don't. I can't remember.
It's actually on YouTube, and it's a guy by the name of John. I can't remember his last name, but he tells a story about the writer of that song. And the writer of that song was actually a slave trader, a captain, as a matter of fact, on a slave boat. And I always get the willies when I tell this story. And he walked by the hall where they had all the slaves, and he heard them humming this song. So he put the music down, and he looked, and he found out what the words meant. And that song changed that man from being a slave trader to becoming a Christian man and being a very powerful conductor and director of music because he heard that song.
Huh. Wow, that's an interesting story.
And also,
yeah, I mean,
Amazing Grace.
There's a lot of hymns that originated with the slave trading. Okay,
I don't know
all of them, but I know they're out there. Okay, what do you think?
Well, that one there, that's a very dear and near song to me, Amazing Grace, because it was one of the songs that was played when I first accepted Jesus Christ. So it is very dear to my heart. And it's also, just for noteworthy purposes, it's also one of the few songs that can be played on the black keys only, on a keyboard.
Yeah. All righty.
So how was your day, Pastor Ken?
It's been good so far. I had to go to the VA hospital this morning and give some blood to the lab, okay, because there was a surgery coming up. So,
how's your pain doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
No, be honest with
it.
Me, Ken. How's your pain doing on a scale of 1 to 10? How is it?
Well, I've got to say about an 8.
Yeah, I kind of figured you were in a lot of pain. You know, for many times that these people contacted me and told me, many times they lied about you and said you were dead. And I'm like, why would you say that about him? He's not dead. Because we're connected, I would have felt that. I would have known that. Because
I've had people say I was dead. It's like 7 times now. Okay.
Yeah. Isn't it great to be Pastor Ken, a walking corpse?
Or being resurrected?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So I guess these people are telling us that you're walking around like a zombie, eh? So. I guess.
I don't know.
I guess you're. I guess your daily supplement is brains, eh? That's right. I have to laugh about it because these people sit there and say these kinds of rude things about Christians, and I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, there is a man, you probably heard of him, Monty Judah, and
who?
Monty Judah. He does messianic messages on YouTube all the time. And he, during his life, has been attacked many times for his name. He was, somebody said his name wasn't Judah. They actually denied his name. He actually had to get his birth certificate to prove his name was actually Judah, Monty Judah. So because Christians, he was brought up in the Baptist faith, and he found some issues and some teachings that in the Baptist faith he wasn't allowed to teach. So he went from the Baptist faith into the Messianic faith, and he now has a church and a messages on YouTube. And my wife and I, we listen to him all the time. He's one of the few pastors that I actually follow because he's on the money. He knows what he's talking about. And he's a lot like you. He was a rabbi, and he studied Judaism, and he followed it all the way through, and then he became messianic. So he's a lot like you. You and him would have probably a lot in common.
Can you send me a link to him?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will. I will do that. I just have to...
look him up.
Go onto my YouTube. YouTube. Yeah, I'm going to, just bear with me, I'm going to,
Why you look that up? I got a caller I'm going to bring on and see what he has to say here. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Kenny. And he is the imposter.
Yeah, we got the real Pastor Ken on there tonight, okay? This is the fake Pastor Ken.
A real pastor. He is an imposter.
Really?
Kenny.
That's funny.
You are an imposter. And you have
that's funny.
Tried to take my persona. I am
okay.
Dr.
You're obviously
Kent.
You're obviously on something really must be amazing because you live in some kind of world that's not real.
I saw two pillars, not you.
Yeah, that's nice.
I created Abacus.
You know,
I am from Hamilton.
You can think whatever you want.
I will do a rich hand on you. I was the enforcer.
Anyway,
I know Kung Fu.
Okay, bye, Pastor.
Cut him off.
Big Pastor Ken. That's the fake Pastor Ken.
I know who it is. I've heard him before.
That's the one that calls Uncle Tony.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yep. Okay, I got 856 again. Maybe it's Leroy calling back in. Okay, let's bring him on. See what he's got to say.
Look at him, man.
Pastor Leroy, is that you?
Yeah, it's Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, man. And you hung up on me, man. Why'd you do that?
No, I didn't hang up on you. Sometimes Bob Talk drops people.
But look, man, I was right in the middle of a prayer, man.
I know, and it was great.
Well, then why'd you hang up on me?
I'm sorry about
the contract, man. Look here, man. Look here. I got a lot more prayers tonight. If you'll let me do them. Were you going to let me do them? What about
that? Go ahead. Be my guest.
What about
hey,
you, Pastor King?
Leroy, listen to me, please.
No, okay? No. I'm Pastor Justin.
He didn't hang up on you. Okay? What happened was is that Blog Talk sometimes drops a call, depending on where you are. It's happened to us many, numerous times. Okay? It's nothing personal. He wouldn't hang up on you. Don't accuse him of that.
Well, I know I didn't hang up, man. So somebody hung up.
And I'm telling you,
phone,
I'm
man.
Telling you what happened. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of something else. Anyway, Blog Talk is notorious for that. Okay, they drop calls, they miscue things, they play songs that are not supposed to be played, but they play them anyway. Like last night we were sitting there listening to a music and it played twice. It's got nothing to do with Ken. Don't blame Ken. Ken would not hang up on a Christian brother. Okay, that's wrong. Please don't do that.
I was shocked. I thought you hung up.
I'm gonna let it slide this time, man. But look, I want to say a quick prayer, man. Again, I'm from the Bronx.
Go ahead, my brother.
All right, man. Be blessed. Is the one who trusts in the Lord, man. Whose confidence is in Him, man. They will be like a tree planted by the water, man. That sends out his root by the stream. But it does not fear when he comes in. Its leaves are always green, man. It has no worries. The year of the drought, man, and never fails to bear fruit. That's Jeremiah 17:7-8. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord bless you, Pastor Kent, and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
The Lord
bless you too, Pastor Leroy.
The Lord turn his face toward you, man. You and Pastor Kent. And give you peace, man. That's from the number 624-26.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, we got another caller here, okay?
Hallelujah.
Let's move on. 111.
Hello, bitches.
Just
okay,
hang up, Ken.
Goodbye.
What is that, man? What is that?
That's
that?
The
that
fake
was a
me.
Fake Pastor Kent. Okay, we bring on 330.
Yeah.
Oh, hello there, Pastor Kent. How you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing good. I remember you called into Tony's show a few months ago. And you mentioned that you are dealing with cancer. How has that been going with you as of late?
I've been struggling with it. I've got another surgery coming up where they got to go in and try to get the rest of the cancer they couldn't get the first time.
I hear that usually when it comes to the process of cancer. Sometimes it takes a really long time for them to, like, either locate it and treat it sometimes.
Yeah.
And I wish you guys the best.
Yeah, it's a drawn-out process.
Yeah. I've had relatives that dealt with cancer, so I definitely sympathize with that. And I wish you guys the best on your recovery.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Amen.
Anyway,
Amen,
I just wanted to give some good blessings and sorry about that. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Look, I said amen, man.
Amen. Anyway, I just wanted to, you know, give my blessings and wish you all the best. And I hope you guys have a good rest of the show.
Thanks. Thank you
Amen.
Very much. I appreciate it.
God bless.
God bless.
No problem. God bless. Have a good one.
You too, sir. All righty. Great caller. Okay. He just dropped. We got another caller from 111. I hope it ain't the fake Pastor Ken again. Okay. Let's see.
Charm loves my penis, and I will fuck it in the penis. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Yeah, what was that, man? What is with this show, man? What was that?
That was the fake Pastor Ken again.
Brother Leroy, Pastor Leroy, I'm sure you as a pastor yourself have been attacked many times. So please
Look
don't judge what's happening here. I mean, I'm sure you've been attacked by liars, manipulative people, conniving people. I'm sure you have. You're a pastor. You're in the ministry. It's guaranteed you've been attacked.
Well,
as Pastor Ken and I have, I mean, that's what's happening here. This guy's been going around for years lying, spreading rumors and gossip about me and Ken. I mean, he goes around telling people Ken's dead. He goes around saying that I'm this and I'm that. It's wrong. True Christians don't do that. Would you agree, Pastor Leroy?
Hey, look, man. Look here. You know, I got an illustrious past, man. I've done some time in the clink. You know, when I was young.
Hey, so have I.
Look, I was a bad kid.
So was I.
I saw the wrong way in life. You know what I'm saying?
So was I.
Yeah, I was in the clique, man, for 7 years, man, for attempted murder.
So, what does that matter today?
It doesn't matter
it doesn't.
Today, man. I'm telling you that I've been through a lot, and I've
exactly.
gotten to where I'm at.
Exactly.
I've been a preacher for 14 years, man.
Hey,
I've been a preacher for 14 years here.
I'm not saying you're not a preacher. You're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
No,
you asked what the issue
me,
was.
Man, mother, dad, what?
What? You're swearing on a Christian station? What's up with that?
I'm not swearing, man. I didn't say nothing. Let me tell you something, man. I have been through a lot in my life. I was addicted to drugs
as
for a while.
As all of us have.
Okay, so now I'm a preacher now. And I've been preaching in my Baptist church for the past 11 years, man. Hallelujah.
Well, that's good.
And Lord
Amen.
Is always with us.
Yes, he is.
He's with you in your
Absolutely.
Heart. He's with you in your mind, man. And you got to understand that there, Pastor Kent. You seem like you got some issues, man.
I don't have any issues with these people. They go around telling lies about me. That's their problem, not mine.
But look, I'm a black man. I'm an African American. And you know what? How many times I've had to deal with racism in my life? I've had to deal with racism
I'm sure
my whole
probably
life
a lot.
Man, since I was a little tiny kid on the plantation.
Okay, why are you getting upset at me? I'm just trying to answer your question. You ask what's going on. I'm trying to tell you, and you're jumping all over me for no particular reason. You ask me a question, and I'm just.
Man. I ain't jumping on
well,
you,
it sounds
man.
That way. Yeah,
no,
that sure sounds that way to
you,
me.
Man. I'm just saying, I've been through a lot of shit in my life, and I'm sorry to have to curse here, but I got to be honest with you. I've been through a lot, okay?
Yes.
And Pastor
so
Ken,
has
I know he's been through a lot, too,
many
and I feel
others.
Bad for him. The man's dealing with cancer.
Well,
the man is dealing with the
yes,
C word.
Exactly.
It's a very bad thing.
Yes, I'm not disputing that.
I lost my younger brother to cancer 4 years ago, man. He had cancer in his colon. He didn't go to the doctor.
Yes.
By the time he went, it was too late, and it spread to his liver. Mm-hmm. God bless you. Mm-hmm. It spread to his kidneys, and then he died, man. And it makes you think, like, why? This was a great man. He had four kids, man. Four kids. 47 years old on this earth, man. 47. 47, well, man.
I relate to what you're saying. I'm really sorry that happened. I'm not trying to belittle or demean anything you've gone through. I mean, I just, and as far as myself, yes, I've been involved with a lot of bad stuff in my time too. But that was then, and this is now, and I'm not the same person as I was then as I am now. Let it go. They remind me of my family. My own brother won't forgive me for what I've done.
I don't want to cut this short, but my phone is pinging. I'm getting ready to be cut off the air because my phone is dying. So I want to say, bless you all.
We'll hook up Saturday.
For coming to the show tonight. I want to say bless Pastor Leroy.
Wait a minute, what is this, man? What are you going to cut me off, man? I just, come on, man, I got a lot to say.
Well,
what is this, man?
If we get cut off, I mean, I have to switch to another phone, okay, and call back into the show, okay? So if this happens, okay, don't think I left, okay? I'll keep the show going, but I was just trying to end it, okay, before it did that.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
It's okay.
No, that's okay, man. I get it. It's cool, man. But let me tell you something. I want to be on your next show, man. When's your next show, Pastor Ken?
Saturday.
Man,
we'll be on Saturday.
We're doing three shows a week, and we're going to be doing Saturday, Sunday and Monday, okay? So the next show is going to be Saturday.
Yeah. He lost his phone, Pastor. His phone cut out. But we'll be on Saturday.
I get it. I know he's a real man. So I'll be back on here on Saturday night to you guys again.
I sure hope so. We'll talk to you Saturday.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Don't leave. I want to talk to you for a second, man.
What? What's up?
You're a good man. You're a saintly man. I appreciate that.
I'm aware of
that. Speak the word of the Lord.
Yes. God bless you.
God bless you.
And
have a good night, man.
And I only say what God tells me to say.
What God tells me to say. I believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord, died on the cross. For our selves and our lives, man. So I'm going to go right now.
Amen.
I'm getting psyched up.
All right. We'll talk to you Saturday. Bye-bye now.
All righty. Let me take I got a couple callers here from 111. Let's try to take them real quick and see what we got. 111.
Both of you are jealous of my penis, bitch. Pasture speaks.
Okay. 111.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Callers, but I'm going to say God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Okay, see you on Saturday at 5 p.m. Goodbye.